Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Some of the players that had the 103-year-old Vera Lynn.
There you go.
Oh, this is going to go well into next week.
Yes, it is.
Oh, she probably couldn't
397 people picked this woman I've never heard of.
She's 103. She probably couldn't vote when she was 18, right? I know she would have been.
Oh, she's British.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So you got that.
We still don't let the Brits vote.
Well, you can't vote for Queen.
Yeah.
Skipping Dots O-Face gets a hit, as does Sloppy Jalopy. Snorting Meth with Tyler gets a hit.
I might know that guy.
I think it's me.
You don't play the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. I don't. You're right.
Snot Sea Cucumber gets a hit, as does our favorite sock monkey.
Macaque.
Yes. It rhymes, and I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah, it does. Say it to yourself.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah, sock, favorite monkey.
Yep.
Sophie's Second Choice gets a hit.
I love that one.
As does Spawn Ranch Raiders. And Spread Eagle to Joy gets a hit. I like
very,
that one.
Yeah, yeah. Very open to joy.
I like that one.
I like that too.
Yeah. Square Peg Brown Hole gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Squeezing Dr. Mina's Finger.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Not with your hand.
Yeah. Stepdad Cliff gets a hit.
Hey, you're not my real dad, Cliff.
Yeah. Strawberry Needle Treat. That's a hit.
I laughed too hard yesterday at a meme I shouldn't have laughed at all. They said, this is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder.
I was in a weird.
I saw it. I giggled on Facebook. I said,
sometimes those will get you.
So they got me. And it was a step ladder.
Looks like a Viking fan. Suck at cheeses.
Yeah.
I eat peck of cheese.
Yeah.
Gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Sun Drenched.
Suck at Jesus.
No. Sun Drenched Taint and Tampa Bay Shoe Licker.
What is taint?
Yeah.
Is that their soccer team? Tampa Bay Shoe Lickers?
Right, exactly.
No, don't you?
Comedian told this story.
Tom Dustin.
Yeah. Dustin. Yeah.
That's who it was.
I think he has a painting
sports.
Of that guy.
Yeah, he does.
Have we reached out to that guy?
Yeah.
See how he's doing?
Yeah, he lives in the Keys, and he doesn't get back to me.
I think Colleen talked to him, and he said, what COVID? As he's standing in the ocean, peeing and drinking a Mai Tai.
Yeah, I see him posting photos on Facebook and stuff. Yeah,
he's in the ocean drinking a Mai Tai.
He's living in the Keys, doing what you do in the Keys.
Right. Oh, he told us those stories about how you struggle not to be an alcoholic living there.
Got himself a woman.
Because you go to the beach bar.
Yeah.
He struggled with that in Boston.
Right. I would struggle with that. Oh, my God.
Has he stopped struggling and just given in?
He's just trying to regulate a little bit.
Yeah. You got to regulate.
I think it's a matter of definitions at this point.
Right. You walk down anywhere, in the Keys especially, you walk down the beach and you hear a little reggae music coming out of some little beach bar and it's a Tuesday at noon and you run a comedy club. You're going in.
Yeah. You order something with an umbrella in it.
You are just drinking.
Or you're out fishing for hammerhead sharks.
Or doing something fun.
Or doing something fun, like sitting at a beach bar and getting drunk.
Some people find that fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been deep sea fishing. It's not fun.
I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
Yeah. It sucked.
I've been deep sea fishing.
I'm with Puss.
And it was fun. One time it wasn't.
Top five worst days in my life.
Well, two times it wasn't.
Man, that's bad. And that includes people that died around you,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. There are people I've known that died, and it was not as bad a day as that.
Exactly. Yes. Keep going, Craig. Oh, you got the Deadpool name.
So you're at the funeral going, well, at least we're not deep sea fishing.
Yes. Yes. I will agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. There's a cousin or an aunt in there that's like fifth or sixth. Actually, I didn't really be on. They were old.
I think, man, I think my dad would agree with me on that.
Yeah.
We were there together.
Yeah. And your dad's an outdoorsman too. He just
That's why I went. Yeah. That's why I went. He loves to fish. When are we going to have the opportunity to go deep sea fishing again? Let's go, Dad. Make a memory.
Well, that he did. Yes. That is an indelible memory.
Made memory, right. But not the ones we wanted.
Yeah, but certainly, as Todd said, indelible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Caught zero fish. He puked below deck of the boat more times than he caught a fish, which was one and zero.
So you're standing at the open casket saying, oh, it could be worse.
Okay.
Yes.
We could be fishing.
Yes.
The seas could be rough and we could be out on a boat.
Right.
At least we're not puking below deck.
Sitting in a fog of diesel fumes.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
Which doesn't help your stomach settle.
I'm getting my stomach upset thinking about it.
It doesn't help your stomach settle, I will tell you that.
How long did you stay out?
8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. See, when we had that encounter, Christy was getting sick one day, and we just bagged it after a couple hours.
It can't.
It was an excursion with...
Oh, with other... other people.
Well, there were like there's like six or eight of us on the boat.
Yeah, because one time Christy got sick, it was just me and her. Yeah. And we had to go in, and I was kind of pissed at her.
This was a thing off of the cruise ship, you know, is you can an excursion you could book while we were in port one day.
So it was more than just you and your dad.
Yeah.
A bunch of other people on the boat, too.
Yeah. Is everybody else calling you pussies?
No, nobody had a good time.
Nobody
on the boat caught a fish.
Yeah.
8 hours at sea.
8 hours.
Wanting to just die.
That's
hours.
A bust.
That's so long. We don't work 8 hours.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, my God.
You had to wake up early.
And my wife, my mother, and
they
my,
were just walking around having restaurants,
Mazatlan. They were in Mazatlan walking around all day, drinking, eating, having a great time. And I still, to this day, hear about, man, that day in Mazatlan was great. And I say, shut up.
Oh, your mom said.
Yeah. But for every horrible deep sea fishing story you have, I'll give you six good ones.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm with Puss.
I am not trying that again.
Just go for the boat ride.
That was the part that sucked the most.
Well, I was going to say.
But if the seas are calm, it's much better.
Yeah.
He obviously experienced some rough seas and. Yeah. That's one of the chances you take when you go deep sea fishing.
Puss is just going to let the seas go to voicemail.
That was probably 6 to 8 foot waves, pitching back and forth, left to right, front to back.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
He controls the water.
Alcohol.org told us.
Oh, Nebraska Brewing Company brought us some more booze, by the way.
Oh, we love Nebraska Brewing Company.
It's a mental Friday for us. We have a best of tomorrow. And back live on Monday.
Yes, I've picked up the, or starting to pick up the habit of having a beer before bed.
There you go.
Nice.
Instead of a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Beer is better for you than a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you still have a bowl, don't you?
Whatever it takes. Yeah.
I know I did.
Now, we have mentioned before that at alcohol.org, they have told us that 1 out of 3 Americans is more likely to drink on the job while working from home. Would be while working in their actual workplace.
Now, .org means it's a nonprofit organization.
I've seen my neighbor.
Is that the designation?
Okay.
That's not to be confused with alcohol.com.
Right. Alcohol.org has now followed up with another survey of workers in all 50 states and determined the average time of day that everyone is starting to drink now.
Oh, alcohol.org is not a fun website.
It's not.
A resource for alcoholism or alcohol and alcoholism treatment.
So they've come up with a survey of workers in all 50 states and determined the average time of day that everyone is starting to drink.
There's probably a quiz we should take on here somewhere.
No, we shouldn't.
Because we actually work. I mean, there's people, this is about the COVID thing. Everybody's staying home right now.
Right, this is about staying home. And overall, throughout the country, the average time that people are starting to drink now.
To 3?
No, 4:36.
Oh,
PM.
Waiting.
Well, that's a lot later tonight.
Well, some of them have some Zoom meetings. I mean,
the state with the earliest start time appears to be West Virginia. They start at 3:24 there. Next, it's Delaware, Idaho, Michigan, and Montana. They all start at 3:36. Arkansas starts about 4.
Go Hawks.
Hawaii, thank you. Hawaii starts about 7:30. So, you know, they
A.M.?
P.M.
Yeah. You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Beach Island. You like a licky-dicky.
Nebraska apparently starts drinking average time about 4 in the afternoon.
See, I don't start till 7, so for every guy who starts drinking where I do, there's somebody that starts drinking at 1.
Yeah, but a lot of these people are staying home from work.
These are staying home workers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of these people are staying home.
I've seen my neighbor with a 2:30 Manhattan on a Wednesday.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, because he's works at a bank, and they're not going back.
And even if you have a meeting or something on Zoom,
you can still do it.
They can't see what's in your cup.
No.
They can't smell it.
No.
Yeah, they can't see what's in your red Solo cup.
Yeah, they can't smell it on your breath, so don't worry about it. Yeah. Drink up.
So Nebraska, apparently, according to alcohol.org, we apparently start drinking about 4 as an average. In Kansas, it's almost 5 at 4:54 p.m.
Pick it up, Kansas. We've been yelling at you for a couple of months now.
Same for Iowa, 4:54. And Missouri's really slacking, 5:24.
What are they
waiting out on a good hour and a half of drinking compared to Nebraska.
Well, Nebraska's full of alcoholics. We live here. We can hammer our own. You can get a margarita, you know, curbside right now, but you can't find legal weed.
1 out of 5 surveyed who formerly only drank on weekends are now drinking weeknights and days as well.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
You're right. Welcome aboard. You're right. Those weekend drinkers always drove me crazy. I only drink on the weekend. How many? 60.
How many, Ray?
I had a couple. Yeah. How many drinks? Yeah.
62.
Oh, yeah.
64.
I've had guys like that, or it come off like holier than now. Well, I don't drink during a school night. So, yeah, I had a glass of wine last night, which is a big deal. I said, I only drink on the weekend. How many?
64.
I said, well, that defeats the purpose. We've talked to Dr. Mina and other doctors. I mean, you're better off having a drink at night than you are binging all weekend long and saying, well, I'm dry Monday through Friday.
Right. But you can drink so much on Saturday that you're hungover until Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you see the news about the ending of The Sopranos?
Nope.
No.
100 years ago now.
Yep. Did David Chase come out and say something about it?
He did. He was doing an interview. And, apparently, okay, so for those that don't know, spoiler alert for The Sopranos here. Ended
really
in 07, much talked about ending during the final moments. Tony Soprano eating out with his family, blah, blah, blah. Bell on the door rings. He looks up. Screen cuts to black.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other characters in the crowded restaurant, too, that are nefarious looking at him, so you don't know what's going to happen.
Some people like the ending. Yeah. Many did not. Some people think he's dead. Others figure this was not the end. Apparently, for people who care, a recently leaked interview from 2019 with Sopranos creator David Chase revealed that Tony was, in fact, murdered at the diner.
Oh, he says that. Was a family shot?
He was talking to these guys with the Sopranos sessions at USA Today. And, they were talking about this, that, and the other thing. And he kind of answered one of the questions. He said, yeah, I think that death scene around 2 years before the end. But we didn't do that. And so one of the guys says, you realize, of course, that you just referred to that as a death scene. And Chase then said, F you guys.
Here's the deal with that, though. Of course, he's the creator, and, believe what he says, obviously. But I think that if Gandolfini doesn't die, that shows back in some sort of movie.
Well, according to Chase, he's dead at that thing.
Oh, I know that. But
they had 2 more years' worth of stories that they could have run,
is
what he said.
Since they didn't show his death scene, what I'm trying to say is, David Chase, Gandolfini is not a dead actor. Hey, man, this is still big. A big movie with Gandolfini in it would just kick ass.
Yeah. Yes.
Keep the franchise going.
And it would have been great. What was the song again?
Don't Stop Believing.
Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kicks into that right there. I knew it was that, but I want to make sure before I jammed it. Thank you, Puss.
Is it? Do I have to call that a guilty pleasure, or can I just say I like that song?
Oh, I like all Journey. I've always liked Journey. Yeah, they are what they are.
Gandolfini died 7 years ago.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while.
7 years ago on Friday.
Yeah. He was probably 52.
Not quite.
Yeah, 51.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, couldn't you see it? Wouldn't you love to see a movie, you know, Sopranos, The Next Generation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Tony's getting older, the next crop of gangsters coming up.
That there would have been a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, there absolutely. Been,
Chase it, isn't saying that if Gandolfini is still alive.
No, of course you're not. It'd be a huge Netflix movie. And, you know, we can dream.
Or they would.
When's that movie come out about earlier, cause where his son plays him, he's younger?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that recently.
Yeah, that's the one with they're probably waiting to put it out.
Yeah, well, they might not have been finished
with
it.
That's right. That'd be good. So what's his face is in that? Got a role in that.
Oh, him.
Our comedian buddy, the stoner.
Joey Diaz.
Yeah, Joey Diaz is in that.
Yeah.
Right.
Ah. It's too bad. Kind of hoping for Hippie Man on that one.
Yeah, we have a lot of comedian friends.
He looks
who
like
are,
a gangster, too.
Hippie Man does play Italian gangsters in a lot of movies. I've noticed that.
Kind of hoping for Hippie Man on that one.
They look very similar to most Italian gangsters. Hippie Man does.
But I think he dropped out of a lot of those projects because he was sick of getting typecast.
Yeah. He may have.
He wanted to expand his horizons.
On Friday, the MTV Unplugged Kurt Cobain guitar goes on sale. Well, at auction. The opening bid will be about $1 million. After he played this, the MTV Unplugged, 5 months later, offed himself.
Or did he?
The guitar was then given up when Cobain's daughter got a divorce a few years ago. She gave it to that guy.
She gave it to her boyfriend.
Now it's
going to
be sold at auction.
Who ended up getting that? Did he have it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a gift, and he got to keep it, right?
It went to court.
Yeah, it's a gift.
And he said, no, this was a gift. And she said, I want it back. And they said, sorry.
He said, no.
Sorry, Cobain family.
No.
I would say no also.
Because it's worth $1 million at auction.
And they were in love, and she probably said, I love you. I want you to have this. And then they get divorced. He goes, oh, thank you. I got that guitar.
Yeah.
Did they have any kids? I don't think they did.
Not aware of that,
no. So he's got no child support. She's already loaded because she's got Cobain money, the daughter.
Well, it depends on what her mom sold off.
Yeah, Courtney
because
sold off
she
all
did
those.
Sell off some.
For millions, though.
It was the licensing rights.
Yeah, for millions. So.
Yeah, but you know how drug addicts can go through money.
Is she still a drug addict?
That's not the point. She was. She may have been at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever she is, she doesn't look like she's financially responsible.
No. But she got...
You know, she went through periods of being better.
Yeah, she's gone up and down.
And she's a really good actress. She was a really good actress when she acted.
When she wanted to be, yeah.
And she rocked, too. I like Hole. They were a good band.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A man in Britain has set a world record. Ashley Winter is the Guinness World Record holder now of running the fastest mile while blindfolded.
Whoa.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, he must have ran the salt flats. Think about it. You gotta run somewhere where there's nothing to trip you up or get in your way.
Or you can have beepers and just not get close to them.
Yeah, but you're still running the fastest mile, though. So I'm guessing it might have been a treadmill.
Let's see.
Well, they don't count treadmills as fast as miles, though, because it is easier to run the treadmill as in real life.
Because you have the little sticks.
Yeah, but even then, it's the fastest mile. So it had to be an area where there was nothing he was going to hit, no matter how far he drifted off
course. How fast is the fastest mile
for a blind
blindfolded?
Guy? Raising funds for Fight for Sight, he ran the mile in just over 10 minutes.
Oh, so he's not a professional runner.
Well, that's a pretty good clip, though. That's more than walking. That's faster than walking.
Oh, no, you're running. But you're running hesitantly because most people can run. If you're even when you're in high school, if you're not even a miler, you're going to run the mile in 6 to 7 minutes if you're just an athlete. I mean, obviously, the 4-minute mile is for the stars, the studs, and those guys.
Yeah, that 10, 12-minute mile, that's your fat kid range right there.
It is.
Trust me.
It is at that age, right.
Trust me.
But once again, he must not have been just a. Because I'm guessing there are people that are really good runners that are also blind. That could beat this.
Maybe.
I'm surprised it was that really not. That's really not that low. Because blind people are athletes, too. They're really good athletes.
Yeah, he ran on an actual track.
Okay. So he had to turn left?
Apparently.
That's why it was 10 minutes.
Well, but I'm sure they had beepers or something set up.
Well, I know. And they give a different.
You can play ball that way.
He's got Spidey sense. I get it, you know.
A 10-minute mile, that's 6 miles an hour.
Right.
So that's a good jog.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, you ran miles in high school. I ran lower than that. I ran like a 7-minute mile in high school, 7.5, somewhere in there. Not that I wasn't a miler, but I could run.
I did none of that.
Well, we had to do it in like gym class.
Yeah, I know. I
and
did too.
Football. We had to do it in football.
I did too. But again,
you were a bigger kid
I was
the
a fat kid.
You were a bigger kid at the time.
And I hated it.
You could run it now.
Could. Yeah, I don't want to.
No, running is stupid.
Because running is dumb.
Running is stupid. Every time I see that. My favorite part about the running is dumb is when I walk through my neighborhood, there's a guy that runs, and he's probably about your age, puss. And he's a runner, you can tell. And one day he stopped me. He goes, man, I love the show, man. And you're right, running is stupid.
It's dumb.
And he was running. And I see him all the time now, but he's a good runner. But he said to me, yeah, you're right, running is stupid. And then he just takes off.
Yeah. I think you get just as much, if not more, benefit if you use a treadmill and put a little incline on it and walk at 3 miles an hour, 3.5 miles an hour.
Well, you do when it comes to losing weight. But, you know, runners, you get that runner's high. Yeah. You know, we've never been those kind of guys. I ran until I was around Puss's age. I used to jog all the time.
Well,
I wish I wouldn't have, though. That messed me up, I think.
I always flash back to I had a personal trainer years ago tell me, if you're even the slightest bit overweight, running is so bad for your ankles,
yes,
and your knees,
yes,
and your hips.
Right.
It's not worth it.
No.
The impact on your body is not worth the benefit.
I think it messed me up years ago running.
Yeah, and that phrase runner's high, I like to skip the runner's part.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other ways to get high.
Just get right high and walk over here and sit down.
That's the one thing I do miss about the gym, because it's beneficial to my knee to do the walking backwards. Right. I like to walk backwards, and if you do that in the neighborhood, they look at you funny.
Well, you really got to turn around the whole time,
right?
Because you're going to trip.
You don't know if you're going to trip and fall.
Exactly.
They sell treadmills.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I could get one down in my basement.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty
low. Yeah, you get some narrow stairs there.
They're kind of bulky.
Put that right by the porn computer, man.
And I would have to, no, porn computer's upstairs.
That's what I mean. Put the treadmill right there.
That treadmill in the front room.
Yeah.
No,
You can get it down there in sections.
That would not go over.
Put it in the front yard with the couch and the chicken coop.
We're having arguments about the putting green. Yeah, in my little office area.
Oh, so, really?
A treadmill wouldn't go over well at all. You're right, Craig. I could maybe get it assembled downstairs.
Green,
right.
You probably could. Yeah.
I would say put it.
I know a guy who does that, by the way. Assembles that stuff.
I would say put it in the garage, but then you run the risk of it getting shot.
Got a Kevlar vest on my treadmill. Yeah, Todd shoots things in his garage.
Todd and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.